With news that superstar Angelina Jolie has been invited to inspect the asylum seeker detention centre on Nauru, it seems more and more international attention is being focused on our treatment of refugees. Closer to home, the issue is also raising concerns in regional towns across the country, where Amnesty International have been touring after their inspection of Manus Island. In the local CWA hall in the town of Bega on the south coast of New South Wales, locals gathered to hear one of the amnesty lectures hosted by Rural Australians for Refugees. WA reporter Indigo Wood was there and spoke to amnesty campaigner Bede Carmody.
When my colleagues went to Nauru, they were going there because we're a human rights organisation to basically check out the human rights conditions in Manus Island. They made more than 70 recommendations, which says to me, you know, if you were giving it a grade, definitely needs to improve. We're opposed to offshore processing, so if we had our way, Manus Island would be closed.
How have the government responded?
We don't know. We're still waiting. The minister received the report back in December. There's been no response. A petition was presented to his office 2 weeks ago. Still, we haven't got any response. It was signed by more than 23,000 people in a short space of time. We've seen, unfortunately, what happened at Manus Island in February. And, you know, for all reasoning, we don't know. The Australian people don't know what, if anything, has changed.
So we know that there were riots in Manus Island in February, and unfortunately a young man died. What do you think has happened to living conditions since then?
I have no idea. What we do know from historical evidence is that in these detention centres, when people get frustrated because their claims aren't being processed, they're not being given a deadline of when their claims are going to be processed, they're not given any activities to kind of, you know, deal with the boredom. We know that, you know, people do get heightened senses of reaction. And then you've got the people who live outside these centres where these people are being treated. They assume these people must, you know, they're criminals or something because they're being kept behind barbed wire fences. And so they're having a reaction as well. And when these people aren't part of the community, it's an explosive situation.
One of the things I noticed happen when I was looking around the room was you were talking about Manus Island, and then at one point you dropped in the mention of Nauru. And I noticed a few people's faces go, oh yeah, there's another place, isn't there? That's been pretty well buried in the whole time this Manus Island stuff's been going on. Do you know anything about what's been happening there?
Well, I could have been back here in a few months' time and told you all about Nauru, but my colleagues have actually been denied access to Nauru. About 2 weeks ago, they applied to go to Nauru. They had been to Nauru back in 2012, I think it was, it may have been 2013. But they have been to Nauru since it's been reopened. And when they went back to Nauru then, they found the conditions in Nauru were the same as when it operated in the early 2000s. So nothing had changed the way it was operating. Nauru, now we've been denied access. I think the UNHCR, the UN Refugee Organisation, were denied access as well. You have to wonder why they're not letting independent people go in to have a look at the conditions there. What are they hiding?
The name Amnesty International, of course, suggests that you're an international organisation. What do you think the international image of Australia is?
Well, as I said during the talk, you know, Amnesty International took the extreme step of issuing an urgent action on the Manus Island situation, which in people's living memory is the first time an Amnesty International urgent action has focused on an Australian issue. So, you know, it would be some years since an Australian issue has been seen to be as serious as what the situation is at Manus Island for Amnesty to take that action.
How do you feel about this tour you're doing? Do you feel positive about the attitudes and reactions?
The more I talk to people in country areas, it does give me a sense of hope. As I said during the talk, you know, 6 months ago, we wouldn't have got, you know, we would have been lucky if we got half a dozen people to a gathering like this. You know, we're getting more and more people in, you know, towns across country New South Wales, and you know, my colleagues have similar experiences across the nation. You know, as I said, 750 vigils were held after the violence in Manus Island in February within a week. That's an enormous figure. I think people are beginning to take notice.
Bede Carmody is the ACT and Southern New South Wales Amnesty International Community campaigner. He was speaking there to Indigo Wood outside the Rural Australians for Refugees meeting in Bega on the south coast of New South Wales.